A Florida State University professor finds an evolutionary treasure trove of life in one of the world's richest ecosystems. This is Florida State Headlines. I'm Matt Rausch. Florida State biologist Scott Steppen has spent the last 10 years playing an exhaustive game of cat and mouse, Steppen and his colleagues being the cat, and the mouse being, well, mice.
We've discovered 7 new species of forest mice, and they all come from just part of one island in the Philippines, Luzon, which is the big island where Manila is.
This small area of Luzon contains more biodiversity relative to its size than anywhere else on Earth, even the famed Galapagos Islands. So finding 7 new species amongst all the others is an astounding discovery.
This part of Luzon has about the same area as North Florida, so the panhandle over to Jacksonville. And so finding 7 new species there is kind of like finding 7 new species completely undiscovered to science in North Florida, which nothing like that has happened in the U.S. for 100 years.
Steppen and his team at Florida State specialize in DNA sequencing and analysis. Working alongside researchers from Chicago's Field Museum of Natural History, new techniques and technology gave them an advantage as they began their search for new life. Mice would be collected and cataloged by researchers with the Field Museum. Steppen would then analyze their DNA to see if they'd uncovered a new creature. Well, discovering a single new species is exciting enough, says Steppen, but in this case, the discoveries just kept coming.
There are so many times when we were like, you know, this has gone on for about 5 years, and I would say, okay, Larry, I'm ready. Let's write this up. Let's go publish and describe the 5 new species. And he would say, wait, we think we've discovered another one. You know, we just came back from the field and we have 2 more species.
And what's more, Steppen's DNA analysis led to another interesting discovery, new signs of the power of evolution. As he analyzed and compared the genetic codes of the mice, he determined that while each mouse was a distinct species, they all belong to the same genus. This means that all 7 are closely related to one another, and the rate of evolution to have spawned so many species is explosive.
The big thing, I think, is the implication that there's a lot more biodiversity out there still to be found. We thought we'd pretty much discovered most of the species of mammals on Earth, but to find that many in such a small area suggests that there are a lot more species that we haven't found yet. And that tells us something about the history of life on Earth and just the general sense of biodiversity.
For the world, this discovery gives new insight into the power of evolution. For the Philippines, it provides a better understanding of its rich and vastly interconnected ecosystem. And for Scott Steppen, well, it's all about family.
So from a biodiversity perspective, it's like having a new member of our family. It's a little distantly related, but it's that same aesthetic appreciation. So our family's just gotten bigger.
And soon, the family may grow even larger. Steppen recently led new DNA studies that have produced promising, though not yet published, results. The results of this study, however, have been published. You'll find them in the Field Museum's peer-reviewed journal, Feel the Animal. This is Florida State Headlines. I'm Matt Rausch. Florida State Headlines is a production of the Florida State Office of University Communications. For all your Florida State news, log on to fsu.com.